The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
It's Monday. May 11th, 2026.
Yeah, the hell it is, too.
Well, you.
You already got me going, though.
I was having here fun. I was chatting it up and having fun.
I do not know. I still don't know. I don't think what commercial was on the TV. But you looked at that lady and said, that woman's too old to have her period.
Well, it was showing her at the grocery store in the aisle, and she was looking at them, and I didn't see like a younger daughter with her. But it turned out it was just overnight underwear.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, like a Depends situation.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's different.
Yeah.
A little leakage.
She was like probably mid-70s.
And yeah. I'm like, yeah. I hope not. I hope it doesn't last that long.
God, could you imagine if it like never stopped, ladies?
Oh.
Now, granted, when it does stop, it's weird then, too.
You know.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Sadly, yes. I do. Yes, it just...
I'm telling you.
It's one of those things, man.
I don't,
hormones.
And I mean this innocently, because I am an ally female.
So glad you're a man.
Yes.
Really innocently.
Why would anybody decide to be a woman?
Oh, boy.
Look at all the crap you got to deal with.
They want to win at sports.
Yeah.
They can't win against men.
Your body doesn't.
And that, I would feel downgraded as a woman to think that this man would change his gender just to come down here and beat us in sports.
I don't ever want to be a man. I'll take the bleeding. I'll take the babies. I'll take all the pain. I'll take all the suffering. I don't want to have a penis. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but like...
It's gross. Weird.
Yeah, but...
Do you know how much easier it is?
It just hangs there. It's
lucky.
Not pretty.
Yeah.
We pretend to like it. We like the way it feels. We don't necessarily like the way it looks. Maybe it's the same thing with...
You're going to love the way it looks. I guarantee it.
With a vagina.
But look at all the stuff you don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, you can look crappy as a man when you get older, and it's kind of hot to younger women.
Yeah. Yeah, wrinkles are okay. Yeah. Gray hair is okay.
You don't have menopause.
No.
The other, you know, sex is not physically bigger than you. So you're not intimidated. You don't have to worry about that. It's too much to deal with as a woman.
Yeah. And then there's that decision to make at that one point in your life, too. You know?
Like, are you gonna
am
be
I going
or
to date outside my race?
Oh, yeah.
There's that, that comes up from time.
Yeah. Really does. And you got a lot to choose from, too. It's not just black
Think
people.
Think about now, yes. Like, if you're deciding to date interracially, it's more than just the usual, you know, black and white thing. You could go really out there now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in California, so there was everybody that you can date.
Yeah, but I'm talking about there's new types of people that have been invented since then.
You got a lot more on the palate.
You got come on, man, like sexual choice. I mean, that's...
Well...
That's more than, you know, anything. Back then, it's like, okay, I'm going to date a girl, but what kind?
I've never dated anybody who transitioned to be a man, though.
See, what's in it? You probably dealt with that out in San Francisco for sure.
Yeah.
That's where it started, I understand.
It's like you play the odds on that. And look, it works the other way, too. I've been around plenty of black women to know they don't like it, for the most part, when, you know, black men are dating white women.
No, they don't. They don't. They're taking our jobs, you know. They're just kind of doing that thing. Which, you know, I don't know. But it's not like, you know, it's...
not new.
Yeah.
You got a lot more on the palate.
That's right. Yeah. And I think that's where we would prove racism over nationalism. I think what would happen is you'd get a bunch of people who say, yeah, I would prefer that not to happen. But if we say, well, what about this? They'd say, no, at least they're from here. Then it's a different thing. It's patriotism over racism.
It's a tism, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
All.
I wonder if you, God, that's how you fix racism. You take like three or four people who really hate each other.
Yeah.
For the most trivial reasons. And just let them, you know, hash it out for a little bit. Let them get their jokes in.
Right.
And they'll fix it.
Yeah.
That's all it is, really.
Yes. It's worked here, hasn't it?
Okay.
you know, from time to time, those things don't ever make any headway when you're doing like the roast and stuff like that. Whoa.
Oh yeah.
That's
people's time to secretly get it in. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It's under the guise of a roast. I can say whatever I want.
We used to do a bit called "What I Hate About You," and we would we would go into another room and record ourselves saying what we hated. Let's say it's Fat Boy that week. The things we hated about Fat Boy, and then we would change the voice to where they were really deep and he couldn't tell.
And he had to guess.
And he had to guess who said it.
God, that was such a heat getter too.
It was a heat getter. Yeah, and I think it thing made certain things last a little longer than it probably should have.
Might have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we tried the hot seat back in the day. Like, okay.
Oh,
nobody's going to answer, honestly.
Yeah.
Why would you? You don't have any incentive to.
Well.
Just to appease three other people in the room.
That's true. It wasn't like, you know, like a loser leaves town match or.
Yeah, there were no consequences.
There was no consequences. That's true. Like, no, that's never happened.
But when it wasn't your turn, you're like, oh, please answer the question.
Yeah. I did one time, and that was wild, but I did.
I think that's when the pill addiction was revealed.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Well, I thought, I always wanted to, once I got everything was good, I wanted to, like, talk about it. Not in some kind of going and speaking to little boys club, stuff like that.
Don't do pills, little boys.
But, like, if it were to come up, I felt like if there's a natural thing, like, coming up tomorrow, I'm going to tell you guys what's been up with me the last 2 years. But it was one of those things. It was kind of natural. I never come in here with like, hey, today I'm going to talk about when I was molested. Like, and never, never talk about, you know, I never
is it
come
in promo?
Here.
Coming up Tuesday.
Have a great weekend on Monday. Gross. You know, it's been 40 years since Matt was.
God.
It's an anniversary coming up.
It's an anniversary. It's our anniversary.
God almighty.
But Tony, you know, Tony would be here live.
It's never too late to prosecute somebody.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oof.
Yeah. I'm not.
You don't want to relive that for the public record, do you?
No.
It'd be in Greenville Magazine and everything.
No. Yeah. Greenville Talk Magazine.
You'd make the cover, though.
Yeah, I would.
That's nice.
It'd be like a caricature of me. The beard wouldn't be full enough. I don't know.
Upstate Jock recounts milestone.
Yes. I'm standing outside in front of a church.
Hey, all kind of B-roll pictures.
Yeah.
That's even a thing.
B-roll. I don't know. B-hole. That is. No, no pictures of that, please. It's off limits.
That would be the cover, actually. Is this a donut or a butthole?
Oh, the choice is yours. Flip to page 69 and we'll tell you the answer.
The choice is yours. God.
You got to walk further away from it. The further away from it you get, you can tell what it is.
You know how there's a, locally, there's a cop we always see on TV. I guess he's the cop spokesperson, the media liaison.
Right.
So do the state troopers have one cop that just does the marketing? Like, that's his job? Because, you know, highways or dieways, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Going out tonight, so are we. Like, is
do you
it
mean
the same
like
guy?
A marketing person or just the spokesman?
Like the market, like the cop, like that's his job. He gets a uniform, but he doesn't go out and patrol. He does marketing.
He speaks to kids and all that stuff.
Does all that. He's not working the beat.
Yeah. You don't think he has a real gun? It's probably just a magic marker to sign autographs with.
That's all it is.
Thought it was going to be a gun, didn't you, kids? Now, if your daddy was here, it might have been.
Uh-huh.
But not you.
No.
Don't do drugs and pay your child support, or I'll come get you.
Paige, you ever date interracially?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. I knew you were cool.
How was that?
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, not seriously, but I've dated, you know.
Drink water doesn't count.
Nice. No. Yeah, he was. He's Australian.
It's internationally. We're
yeah.
Interracially.
Yeah.
Oh, let me guess. Can we guess that race?
Then yes. I don't guess that race.
Yes. Dun,
live from callrob.com studio. He probably doesn't want the sponsorship anymore. It's time to guess
that race. I got to guess.
Okay, guess.
I'm going to say Chinese because she was in San Francisco.
Damn it, I was going to say
yeah,
Asian too.
I mean, yes, I have gone out with someone who's half Chinese.
No, she could have been with somebody who was connected. Could have been a flying dragon. Could have been one of the Tongs.
Oh, man.
No, he's really nice. He's like actually Japanese. But I did, I had a boyfriend that was half Hispanic. Patrick Martin.
What was the other half?
Anglo-Saxon.
Oh.
Anglo-Saxon. Well, what year was this?
I don't, what do you say? White?
Hey,
half white, half Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was beautiful.
His mom, right? His mom was the white.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You have a girlfriend, son?
Yeah, but
he... Julio Gigante.
He looked like John Travolta. He had a cleft. He was really pretty.
Yeah. Well, he kissed men on the lips and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he was...
he didn't act like John Travolta.
No. Like not at all. He just kind of looked like him, and he was...
Hey, babe!
He studied computer science, and he was a brilliant
person. Hey, babe, you got any chimichangas?
Oh, God. Did you say he had a hair lip? Hog.
No, cleft. He had a cleft in his chin.
He had a sweaty hog in his
heart. Like John Travolta. He's very handsome.
Welcome back, Cooter.
God.
Oh, law. So how did your mom, was she...
She liked him, but he didn't like South Carolina.
Oh, this was here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going back home, mano.
Yeah.
With the California.
How did you meet? Was it school?
I met him at Casa Carlitos during...
what was that?
It was a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And we met...
Casa Carlitos?
Yeah, we met
Hang
there.
Hang on a second. You met a Mexican at a Mexican restaurant? That seems
pretty
cliche.
I didn't think they ate there.
Yeah, like I didn't think they liked it. Like to get it at home enough.
Right. They go
it
out
was
for
pull
pizza
tab
when we
night.
Go out for Mexican.
Pull tab night. You pull tab the tap on the like a piece of paper and you win stuff.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Pull tab
oh,
night cool. was a lot of fun and you yeah. drink a lot of alcohol.
You just won my phone number, young lady.
Actually, I did. I got his phone number.
Whoa. So you got his number, so you called him.
Yeah.
Wow. Sadie Hawkins.
He gave me his number and I was like, okay, I'll call you. We'll hang out. Because he wasn't into... I mean, he went to San Luis Obispo. He didn't go to the same school that I went to.
Did he drive a lowrider?
No, he drove a black Z.
Yeah. Z Zamboni?
No.
Zamboni.
Nissan.
Oh.
This
in
is
college,
my car.
Which is pretty cool that you drive a nice car in college, so I knew that he...
This is my 280s, yeah. This Zamboni only goes like 10 miles an hour there, mano.
So before he was out of school, he was working for Chevron.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and he didn't want anything to do with me because I was dumb and I worked in television.
God. You guys must have been together for a little bit.
We were for years.
Years?
Mm-hmm.
How are we just now finding out you had an interracial relationship? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
There was thought of marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
I even became Catholic or went to the Catholic Church for him.
Hey, hola, cabrón. You got to be Catholic. Hey. We're gonna
I was
get
just
together.
Never good enough. Like, his, like...
Ah, oh, what have we uncovered here?
You know, his family probably didn't approve.
Did you meet his madre?
Loved his mother.
His Moalita?
Yeah.
His mother was awesome.
She could cook.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And we'd go to this place where the nuns prepared lunch for people.
A monastery?
No.
A nunnery?
It was just like this place that they, it was.
A gay bar.
No.
An abortion clinic.
No. It was where they had this little restaurant
all good
by
guesses.
The church.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
And the proceeds went to like children and stuff.
Did they have a soup nun?
No, but they had amazing food.
Okay.
And it was by Stanford, so it had something to do with Stanford, I think.
Oh, a lot of money.
I thought that was here.
Stanford?
No, I thought you dated the dude here. Oh, did she not say it was here?
I thought she said that he came here and didn't like it.
He came here.
Oh, to visit.
To see me. And, you know, before I moved here, just one summer, he came here with my family and didn't like it.
Oh.
Oh, no. Did he have a truck with curtains in the...
No.
Did you take here? Him by Berea?
No.
Everyone feels home at Berea.
No.
I really do.
No
idea. Maria!
We went up to the mountains and we were here just in the town. He liked downtown. He just didn't. He thought that my family. He was disappointed that my family didn't have as much money as I thought.
What? As you thought?
Yeah. Because he thought Cedar Mountain was bigger and nicer than.
Oh, Paige.
Yeah. But as you know, mountain homes.
You're not too good with the numerals.
No, mountain homes are mountain homes. They're not like right. California houses. You know what I mean?
So he thought he was really getting some at Wrigley money.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad it didn't work out then. This gold, what is it?
What is it? Why don't we build a house on the Cedarland Road? It looks nice out there.
Cedar Mountain.
You could tell that place used to be a McDonald's, but it's in front of a club now. La Carnaval.
It's the one. It's a Wendy's or a McDonald's. It's a car lot now. That's cool.
And you could tell this used to be a bowling alley, mano. But now they got car detailing in front of it. Like,
I love the way that Pizza Hut designed their restaurant. So anyone that ever had a business there ever again still... It gets credit as a Pizza Hut. It really does. Down there by the pizza, that place is in it. Yeah, but it's a Pizza Hut. No, they do taxes now. It's still a Pizza Hut right there on Buncombe Road.
But here's the good part. Years later, like a year later when I was already here and taking care of my grandmother and everything, he came back and he goes, you know, you weren't that bad. I really miss you. And I was like, that bad? What do you mean? You let me go.
Were you his first or something?
No. Well, I don't know. Could have been. He'd, let's men lie.
Wow.
I miss you, muchacho.
What, did he have like a little love bug name for you? Like a little?
No.
His little sopapilla.
He should have sang to my empanada. He should have sang to you.
I call her Frijole.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. I miss you, Paige.
Miss you.
I miss you, mano.
Where are you? K-R-U. You? I'm so lonely, man.
Dang it. I think we just came up with a good idea. Oh, my God. We could tour a little Chicago.
Good.
Make a few bucks.
So I'm sure, and he played golf. And my grandmother beat him in golf, and I neglected
to... Can we guess his name? Is his name Chi-Chi by chance?
No, yeah. It's Patrick.
Okay.
And I neglected to tell him that my grandmother was like a senior pro. She was amazing.
Is there a chance you were saying his name wrong all along?
No.
I could have been.
Patricio.
No.
Don't you tell anybody I'm half Irish. I'll stick a pepper up your nose, that bitch.
Paige, I cannot date you because you are not Catholic.
He played basketball, too. He's really good.
So you converted for him, so you made him your god.
No.
Yeah.
I just went to church with his family and really liked them.
St. Patrick.
Oh. And then who he's named after?
When I came here.
So you named him after St. Patrick. The guy, the Lord of Luck or whatever he would be. I don't know. What is St. Patrick? What is that? What does the culture say?
It's Irish. I don't
know. Well, I know, but what is it, a real saint?
Yeah.
Did he keep the snakes away or whatever?
Is that what
he did. He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
That might have been what it was.
So he's an exterminator.
He says he was, pretty much.
When is Billy the exterminator day? What is that?
Billy, Ricky's allergic to bees.
Paige, I have some friends that can take care of that for you.
You ever keep up with this guy?
No.
Dang it.
That means yes.
No.
I don't know how to spell his last name.
Nathan. You just have to type in everything you know about
him. Can I ask one last question? Did you make love?
A lot. He's the one, yeah. Man.
Nice.
I mean, what a bizarre question.
You just lost 200 friends on Instagram, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
I'm allergic to condoms. I don't know if I told you or not, but I can't wear them. Man.
No. I was in college. Come on.
I need some Mexican condoms. It's like the Coke. It's real sugar.
We're going to do this all natural, Paige. I don't like to wear the condom.
He was the one when I was studying statistics, and he said, did you buy the right book? He's like... How come this is so hard for you? And I go, because the teacher's boring.
He's like, I need you to take a bunch of birth control pills at once, Paige. I don't like to wear the condom.
You want to do some
just take the whole circle of the pills.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's fun.
That's a fun accent to do.
Yeah.
I wish we could bring it back.
Well, I think we just did. I mean, it's not... We're not. We don't have one here to actually perform, so we.
Now the Asian one's a little tougher to get away with, but still fun to do.
Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah.
He did karate.
Lord.
Cameraman.
Paige, what's your favorite ethnicity to do impressions of?
I don't don't do impressions.
What do you mean? Come on. It's got to be one that you enjoy. Like you're hoping, like you get a movie role to play someone from the Orient or something.
Maybe a Russian lady, but I don't speak it.
Yeah.
Ooh, you can play a black lady because sometimes you come here and you're like, "What's up?
What's up?"
You could be. Oh, you could have been black in Babe Mansion.
I love it.
Could have been a black dominatrix.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
No one has.
Nobody has. Ah, it airs somewhere.
It's on Fox.
I don't know.
God, it might be on Fox America.
It's probably some porn movie that I was in and didn't know about it.
Like, what do you have? Well, we have the Kevin Costner documentary and Babe Mansion. That's our two titles.
That's it.
We don't even have Cops. Like, that went somewhere else. I think they went to Reels or whatever.
Dude, that would be a funny little bit if they do it on AEW. It's dun 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 dun, bad boy. And it's Cope and Beth, and it's called Copes. Oh. And they're going around beating up criminals. You know, it's his wife. She's Beth Phoenix, you know, Adam Copeland. It's Copes. Tonight on Copes.
God, I wanted to ask him, is your real name Phoenix or from wrestling? It's one of the two.
Beth from wrestling. Oh, man. Well, speaking of that, big news.
Big, very
big. Concerning tomorrow's show. For those that have listened since the year 2003, wow, that's a long time.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You should go outside every once in a while.
You should.
But a first ever is going to happen tomorrow on this show. First time ever. Yeah. And after 20... 23 years, it's hard to still have first.
Yep. We keep doing them, though.
Yes. So that's going to happen tomorrow. We're doing that horizontal teasing.
You'll love it. And if you don't love it,
go
keep
to
it
hell.
To yourself. It goes somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah. Go off with Paige.
I hope you get Charlie horsed at work.
Right. I hope you lost money to Charlie Hustle in a gambling incident. I
hope you play 6 inches and get frogged.
Ooh,
right in the arm.
Tough. Ooh, ooh, ouch.
Yeah. Hope you get Indian rug burn on your arm.
It's Native American rug burn.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I gave you that joke. You took it back. So you, Native American, gave it to me.
I missed that too.
You did.
Come on.
You really did.
Can we bring that one back?
I don't know.
Make that a public domain. Like, look, you gave that to me and now you're taking it back. There's a word for that.
I think they should start decorating fire trucks in Navajo scenes.
Just put a big headdress on the damn...
On the front of it.
Oh, that'd be cool, actually.
Wouldn't that look awesome?
I would set stuff on fire just to get it to come out.
I think it would be really, really cool, Paige.
Mm-hmm. Like the whole neighborhood on fire. Just, hey, can you bring out the truck
Why
with the headdress on it?
Why do you think they call it Fire Engine Red? Hello.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I didn't think we were
going to. She's not playing ball today.
I didn't think there was going to be a story with the first one.
I didn't either. And I believed it, too.
Yeah, you weren't making it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was solid.
No, I was very much in love with him. But it just didn't work out. I wasn't what he wanted.
No.
He wanted someone who would equally make as much money as he did.
Oh.
Would you feel better if you went to the Morgan Wallen concert?
No, I would never.
I know a lot of people selling tickets.
Oh, really?
Like everybody.
Why? Did somebody say, like, one time on Facebook, I'll pay $1,000 for something? Now everybody's like, well, that's the going rate then, I guess.
You know, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because that number was bantied about.
Mm.
Not for tickets. For parking passes.
Ew.
$1,000 to park?
Just to park. Okay. Now, the passes are legit because you can see the, like, the transaction.
Who's
like,
opening up for him?
Well, he's there two nights, and it's a big bill both nights.
Yeah, to get in, too.
It's worth some money, but like $1,000 for parking?
There's nothing. There's nothing that is worth paying $1,000 to park at. Nothing.
No. There's nothing worth going to pay that much money.
Like, even if the airport said, hey, you can park your car over by the airplane, and then when we fly back, you can just get out and go. Would you pay $1,000? No.
There were people posting pictures from George Street where they parked. Like, look where I parked for free. And it was like right near the stadium.
Yeah. Somebody has $1,000 disposable income. That's awesome.
Yeah, like, why would you? Now, people are selling their tickets because I guess they they knew they weren't going to go, or they try to, like, you know, spike it up last minute, or they just want to make some money. Mm. It's kind of like the World Cup, too. I think the World Cup situation is nuts. Have you seen those tickets?
No.
So there are people that they released a small lottery of tickets. I think it was there were like 1,000 tickets at each venue is going to be $60 a piece. And obviously those sold out pretty quick. Every other ticket, some of these matches, man, there are tickets up to $1 million.
Good Lord.
To go to these. And we're hosting it. You know, there are certain sites around the country.
Yeah.
And they're saying that FIFA said that, well, this is this reflects the American markets for ticket prices, you know. It's not, but like, kill the secondary market. That's what screws it up for everybody. But you got to have bands like Metallica agree to, like, not take their tickets straight to that market, which, you know, they haven't been shy about. That's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't, it's legal. I don't know how it's legal, but it is. You look up a ticket now to, you're going to Tyler Childers. Okay, you bought yours at the box office or something like that.
Yeah.
So if you try to go look for them in the secondary market now, God.
Well, that's the thing, too. They you don't know until you click on it that it's a secondary ticket. You think, oh, wow, they're charging a lot of money. They're thinking their music is the best thing ever. And then you find out it's a secondary market.
That's what some people are saying about these World Cup tickets, too. They got in a lottery. And when they got their seats, they were, like, awful. Obstructions in the way or just paid too much for not where they thought they were going to get. Yeah.
Well, when I went to, never mind. We moved. I was going to say when I went to the rodeo, the ticket said obstructed view. And I went to the real seat, and it wasn't obstructed. I mean, it was kind of like the DJ booth was kind of in front of it, but you could still see a bull every once in a while over the top.
Hey, man.
So we just moved to better seating.
God. Look, if I want to go to the World Cup and watch Brazil, which is a premier team in the World Cup.
Yes.
They're playing Morocco. I don't know how good Morocco is. So it's at the MetLife Stadium. The cheapest ticket, nosebleed, is $1,400 a piece.
That's stupid. I mean, for anything.
If you want
nothing.
If you want to sit close to the pitch, as they call it, you're going to pay over $5,000 a piece. Nothing is worth it.
And you don't even know who's in it?
Well, you know this match is Brazil and Morocco. So you'll know the matches.
Oh, okay. So I don't know how, like, World Cup works. Is it like the Olympics, just soccer, though?
You got group stages, then you get to the knockout rounds. And so you kind of know who's going to play where. But
people, just men?
Yeah, this is the men's World Cup.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. You know, that's an investment opportunity for people, or at least a moneymaker to flip it. Like, you know, go buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taylor Swift tickets. Jesus, people are offering for floor seats. $25,000 in some of these places.
And my Lord.
And people wouldn't sell them. Some of them would not sell them because, you know, that's an experience, I guess.
Yeah, but that's always having $25,000. That's a nice experience.
Why the hell would you even entertain paying more than $100 for a ticket anywhere?
Well, anything? I mean, okay, I'll be honest with you. That's a low number now, just considering what things cost. I mean, that's a low number.
I had this, similar argument over the weekend. I'm like, this hotel is still open because we drove past this hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that was a junk hotel. Like, you know, crackheads could stay there for $40 a night. And I looked it up. It was $100 a night to stay in this joint.
Really?
And they don't look any better. So when the market goes up, everybody's like, well, we got to go up to compete with the market, but we're not going to improve our facilities any.
Well, I mean, that's just your inflation. I mean, by definition, it's inflating pricing.
We got to quit letting the rest of the world inflate us, too.
Well, yeah, but if we do that, then they don't want that dollar. So we have to let them inflate us a little bit.
It's just crazy.
God, man.
How do they have so much disposable income? I have no idea.
No clue. We should all be on food stamps if you think about it. What it's going to get. Don't matter how much money you make.
Yeah, but they don't let you have sweets no more.
I know. They take all the good stuff off it. You can't have a steak or wasp spray or any of that stuff.
Maybe that's why the employment's gotten better. People are like, man, I can't get ice cream on my food stamps anymore, so I'm going to go get a job, I guess. That's a nice little motivator, actually.
Look, I kind of snicker at people when I see where they post, in search for a job, can't be less than 22 an hour. I'm like, I get it. You know, that's how you, but good luck to you.
Yeah.
Most places aren't starting out that like high, are they?
You know what's really weird, and I know this for a fact, is the number that, let's just say for lack of a better term, fast food workers, what the current general ask is for that,
yeah,
versus someone who works in medical field, that number isn't that far apart now, and that's screwy.
And then people will use that as a baseline. Well, you fast food workers are making, you know, this, well, they make the money. Like, they bring it in. They can afford to pay them that much.
Yeah, but also, like, that's a thing where people had to go to school and get, you know, degrees and stuff to work there.
Yep.
You know, not the fast food place, but at the hospital system. And they're making just literal few dollars less an hour.
That's it.
That's wild to me.
And there's not really many perks because your benefits aren't that great.
Yeah.
If you want to buy into the high options, they're a little bit better.
Right. You get free fentanyl, though, I think. Only on Friday, so. Free fentanyl Friday.
If you look at the breakdown, this stuff, it does not cover anything.
Uh-uh.
I went to the ER. I owed $2,000 after.
Yeah.
After insurance. I was there for maybe an hour.
How's that happen?
I don't know. You look at what the doctors charge and what the insurance covers. Like, oh, okay, well, I give you so much money a month, and yeah, you don't even come close to matching it.
Yeah, but
some places now there's a federal mandate. They have to see you in an emergency room. They can't turn you down. But if you don't have insurance, like, how are you going to get in anywhere else?
I don't know, but that's actually a very cool law. It sucks that there had to be a law.
Yep.
You know, for somebody to walk in the ER and they're like dying, and it's like, well, I don't have insurance. Well, we'll try to get to you as soon as we can. We got some paying customers here.
Yeah, we got these people with the black cards here with broken wrist and, you know, right, need some bills.
Yes.
Wait in line, Junior. But I got an arrow through my gimmick. It's about to fall off.
Oh, God.
Don't care.
An arrow.
Take a seat, butthole.
Paige, you ever make love to a doctor?
I bet she has.
Hmm.
They could be any doctor.
Death Steve Williams.
I don't know.
It could be a podiatrist. It could be, you know.
Detroit. Dr. Detroit.
Take the fifth.
Optometrist.
Dr. Dre.
Have you ever taken more than five?
No.
That's all
the
fun.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Paige.
Paige, I've been told we may have to split this into two.
Okay.
Right?
Or, I mean, if you want to, yeah, I might fudge us a little later. But then, you
know. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to get fudged.
I won't get into the other story. I'll do a quick story then.
Yeah, quickie.
So the contestant on The Price is Right won the largest single game prize in history, which is $240,000 in cash and prizes.
I got that.
On there.
I got that.
Not in show history.
No, right. on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to start things off with $2,500 in cash.
All right, you want to keep going?
Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
Good.
$25,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's going to keep on going.
$100,000 in cash.
The last two numbers on my daughter's birthday. I have to go.
She's going
to
go for it.
It's $100,000.
That goes for on for another 40 seconds.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I never win anything like that.
No, I mean, not on Price is Right,
no,
for sure.
So
I didn't remember them doing a whole lot of cash.
No, what happens? Because I heard, God, I forgot who it was, a host back in the day talking about the budget for these shows. I mean, they had it laid out. Okay, so-and-so can only win this much on this episode. And
mm-hmm.
So I guess they were like, the hell with it. You know, let's just give it all away.
Yeah.
Do you know that it's been on TV for more than 50 years?
I believe it.
And it was a Mother's Day.
I enjoy
Day
the new
theme.
Episodes with Bob Barker on Instagram. Those are much better.
You big bitch!
So she's a retired veteran who won. So that's pretty
nice.
Oh,
that's good then.
Yeah.
She can take all that money and put it toward health care, probably. She didn't get help with.
Where's all this money going? Well, I got a doctor, I got a nurse.
So damn. Her name is Vanessa. So she won the cash and the prizes. Congrats to her.
Yeah, that's... When I was a kid, the game show I wanted to go on to was just to win a crisp $50 bill and a Schwinn bicycle.
Schwinn.
Oh, what was that?
Damn Bozo show.
Yeah, that was right. It was Bozo and Cookie.
Yeah, the last one, there'd be a crisp $50 bill.
You had to put the little balls in the bucket.
Yeah. It was basically, what's the drinking game? It's a beer pong.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Essentially.
And when you do it at Frankie's, that was always easy tickets. You can just walk up to it.
There would be no Dude Perfect without Cookie and Bozo.
There wouldn't be.
That Kooky Cook Cookie.
How much fun was that?
I was a big... You can say Kook. No. I was a big fan of that show. I always wanted to go on there.
Weren't you on Monty's Rascals, too, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monty didn't wear a nose.
No. And they had, like, some homeless guy character on there. I forget his name. Mr. Something.
Oh, Mr. Gertz.
No, that was Charlie.
Charlie said it would.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you,
Paige. It's raining cocaine.
You know, they're probably not going to do kids' game shows anymore now because of all the stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's these lists now.
Yeah, and,
Chomos out there.
Yeah. I mean, think about who used to host Kids Say the Darndest Thing. Bill Cosby, hello.
It's him.
Hello.
Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.